Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the du'as for the mornings and evenings. And the beauty of Islam is that we are taught du'as on all occasions. So we are not left without any du'as, without any adhkar. A person is completely informed about what he should be reading at which time. So this is all the beauty of Islam, as I explained before. This non-Muslims, they are such that very often they don't know what to read. They just sometimes in a panic situation, they scream. If somebody passes away, they start wailing and screaming and shouting. Don't know what to do. And if they have to attend a funeral day after, at the time when the person just passes away, they all start screaming and screaming as though that is the thing to do. And then if they have to attend the funeral, what do they have? 1 minute of silence. So the beauty of Islam is we are taught every moment what to do, how to behave, what to say. And even if you look at the words that have been taught to us, they are full of beauty, full of wisdom. So what we realize, that this is a deen that has come directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sent down by Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the methods of wahi was via Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then came from generation to generation to generation, and passed down to us. So this is the beauty of our عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يقول إذا أصبح اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور وإذا أمسى قال اللهم بك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت وإليك النشور رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. This was a dua that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would read morning, and the words would change slightly, and Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would read the dua for the evening. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say in the morning this dua, Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. That, O Allah, by you we start the morning, and by you we start the evening, and by you we live, and by you we die, and to you is the resurrection. To you, we will rise up one day after dying in front of Allah Ta'ala. Every person will rise in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So look what a beautiful dua. That, O Allah, we start the morning by you. We started the morning, we make this dua. O Allah, we started the morning by you. In other words, with your permission, with you allowing us, with your tawfiq, O Allah, we have started this morning. And, O Allah, by you we start the evening. And by you we live, O Allah. By you we live. It's only you that is allowing us to live. And only for you we live. And by you we die, O Allah. You are allowing us to die. The day you allow us to die, that is the day we will die. And O Allah, for you will we die. In other words, everything is done for you, with your permission. And to you is the rising. And one day, O Allah, we are acknowledging and we are saying in this dua, that one day we will have to stand in front of you. So one of the beauties of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, very often you'll find it taking a person towards akhirat. In other words, continuously reminding him of his destination. It shouldn't be such that en route is carried away by so many things that he forgets the destination. We woke up in the morning, the first du'a that we read, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Person is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, you are the one that has given us life after causing us to die. And, O Allah, to you shall we return, and to you shall we be caused to rise. So here, person is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will rise in front of you every morning when he's waking up. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will we have to rise. So the moment he's waking up, he's reminding himself of the destination. It shouldn't be such that I just get carried away with this day, with all my errands, or if it is a holiday period, with all the holiday activities, I get carried away. A person may be involved in so many different things wherever he is. So now it shouldn't be such that he wakes up and his mind immediately goes to everything else, and he forgets his destination. And how often it happens that a person is still moving during the day, and before the end of the day, this person is in a heart attack. Somebody met up with an accident, something happened to this person, suddenly a person collapses. How often you hear this sort of incident? A man starting the day reminding himself that it is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm starting my day. It is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'll spend my evening, or I'll go through the evening. It is by Allah Ta'ala that we are living, it is by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that we are dying. And to Allah Ta'ala we will rise. Now the same dua Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read in the evening, but one word was changed. Instead of Asbahna, the word Amsayna is read. Amsayna means evening, spending the evening, and Asbahna means spending the morning. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would change the word slightly. Allahumma bika Amsayna, wa bika Nahya, wa bika Namut, wa ilayka Nushur. That, O Allah, by you do we start the evening, by you do we live, by you do we die, and by you is the rising. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One is we learn these du'as, we hear these du'as, try and remember the words. Normally we, after Fajr Salah, we try and read some of these masnoon du'as so that we can learn it. The idea of reading it loud in du'a after Fajr is so that we can learn these du'as. So one of the du'as that we do read in the morning is this du'a. Allahumma bika asbahna, wa bika amsayna, wa bika nahya, wa bika namut, wa ilayka nushur. So that we can try and learn it. As I mentioned, if we don't remember it, then there is morning and evening du'a kitabs. Make it part of our lives. These du'as are very, very powerful, they're very, very helpful. The du'a that we did yesterday protects a person from every single type of harm. What a protection this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahabi came to complain about a scorpion that had bit him last night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, if only you had read this du'a. What it shows us, the power of this du'a, it saves people from many, many evils. And we all want to be saved. Let us also, with other types of protection, nobody will stop us. But this protection, where we're going to get internal protection, external protection, iman is getting protected, physically we're being protected, and not one cent is being charged, shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.